trusting in His holy word. He never failed me yet. I'm singing, by faith. Oh, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He never fails me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. More time. We come this far. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He never fails. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord until I die. Till I die. One more time. I'm going to stay on the battlefield.
I am going to stay on the battlefield.
Oh,
I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I am going to stay on the battlefield. Until I die,
I am gonna stay on the battlefield.
I am gonna stay on the battlefield.
I am gonna stay on the battlefield.
Come on, let the church say amen. Come on, let the church say praise the Lord. Come on, let all the saints of God say hallelujah. Come on, let's get the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Thank God for His grace, His mercy, His love, and His kindness. Let me say good morning to everyone. Good to see you all this morning here in the house of the living God. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. Let us now prepare for our doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below.
Praise Him.
Savior Jesus Christ, we honor our founding father Richard Adam Allen and his gifts. Today, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we gather in amazement of the moving of God in his life when we stepped out on faith and established the first national black church in the United States, the African Methodist Episcopal Church.
I am AME.
Today, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we listen to the call he issued for salvation and the pursuit of holiness through a life of discipleship.
I am AME.
Today, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we excel in virtual values Richard Allen passed on to us. Values such as liberation, justice, self-determination, education, and economic empowerment.
I am AME.
Today, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the essence of Bishop Richard Allen, we welcome the Holy Spirit into this place as we celebrate our Founders Day. All together, I am admired, motivated, established.
I am.
And I am African Methodist Episcopal Church. I am AME. We will lift every voice and sing. Every voice and sing 571.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven. Water. We
graces, our God, where we met thee. Let our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadow beneath thy
prayer by Lorenzo Hammonds.
Good morning, JC.
Good morning.
Bow your heads, please. Father God, we usher ourselves up to your holy throne once again, Lord Jesus. Hey, we come but just to say thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We come for no form, show, or fashion this morning, Lord Jesus. We come singing and praising your holy name, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank for our lying down last night, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the way you kept us safe while we never knew what was going on around us. There were people being burned in their beds last night. There were doors being kicked in last night. But thank God Almighty, you protected us, Lord. Oh, yeah. Now, Lord, we just ask you as blessed to shut in all over the land and the country, Lord. Bless all sickness of all matter, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, bless the homelessness right now, Lord Jesus. Bless the ones that don't even know they're in this world right now, Lord Jesus. Bless the ones that desire to be here this morning, Lord, for whatever reason it is, they didn't make it today, Lord Jesus. Oh, we stand in the gap for all of our loved ones this morning. We represent every family that's here, Lord Jesus. We need you right now, Lord Jesus. We come to the realization that there's nothing we can do without you, Lord Jesus. We can't even breathe without you, Lord. We can't talk without you, Lord. We can't even walk without you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we just thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we lift this shepherd up to you this morning, Lord Jesus. We lift our shepherd up to you, Lord. We keep giving him strength from on high, Lord Jesus. Keep giving him that word, that wisdom to guide us and lead us to the next degree, Lord Jesus. Bless every family that's represented here, Lord Jesus. Bless all the bereavement all over the world, land, and country, Lord Jesus. Bless the leaders of this great nation, Lord Jesus. We know sometimes we don't agree with everything that they do, Lord, but one thing we know for sure, you still in charge of this land, Lord Jesus. No matter who they put in that White House, no matter what decisions they make, Lord Jesus, you still supersedes anything that they could do, Lord Jesus. We have to learn and keep learning and leaning and depending on you, Lord. We have to put our hands in your hands, Lord Jesus. We have to walk and talk like you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we take it not for granted the day that we're standing here and sitting here in your holy sanctuary one more time, Lord. Oh, Lord, just keep giving us that wisdom from on high, Lord, to do the thing that you called us to do, Lord. You asked us to come into these four consecrated walls, Lord, and get the word. But you also tell us to go out to the highway and byway and compel people to come to you, Lord. Oh, tell them all about you, Lord Jesus. Give it, keep putting it down in our hearts to go out and share this word. Don't keep it to ourselves, Lord. Give it to the lost, Lord. There's people out there that don't even know you, Lord. They don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord Jesus. Oh, let's keep strengthening us as a church, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, and we thank you for Richard Allen, Lord Jesus. We thank you for giving him that wisdom, Lord Jesus. Giving him that strength and that knowledge and that courage, Lord, to stand out and form the first black church, Lord. Oh, Lord, we come a long way, Lord, but we still have a long way to go, Lord. Oh, we just need you in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Yeah. And Lord, when we sung our last song, Lord, yeah, and we prayed our last prayer, Lord Jesus, yeah, we went into our closet to come, yeah, out no more, Lord Jesus. Oh, yeah. We ask that you give us a place somewhere, Lord Jesus, somewhere around your holy throne, Lord, yeah, so we can praise you and praise you and praise you forevermore. All these blessings we ask in your dear son, Jesus' name. Amen.
For he is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Enter into his courts with praise.
Enter into his courts with praise.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Enter into his courts with praise.
Enter into his doors with praise.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Celebration.
Come on into the celebration.
Come on into the celebration.
Come on into the celebration.
Come on in and bless the Lord's name.
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 Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Enter into his courts with praise.
Enter into his doors with praise.
Oh, enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Oh, come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on into the celebration.
Come on into the celebration.
Come on into the celebration.
Come on.
Oh, come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless the Lord's
oh,
name.
Oh, come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless the Lord's
yes,
name.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, come on into the celebration.
Come on. Come on into the celebration.
Oh, come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Oh, come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless
oh,
the Lord's name.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Enter into his courts with praise.
Enter into his courts with praise.
Oh, enter with thanksgiving.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Oh, come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on into the celebration.
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 Oh, come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Oh, come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless the Lord's
yes,
name.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, come on into the celebration.
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 Come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Oh, come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless oh, the Lord's name.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, come on into the celebration.
Come on into the celebration.
Come on into celebration.
Come on into the celebration.
Oh, come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless the Lord's
oh,
name.
Oh, come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless the Lord's
oh,
name.
Oh, come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Come on in and bless the Lord's name.
Good morning, everybody. I'm reading a scripture. It's from James 2, verses 17 through 22. Faith that does not lead us to good deeds is all alone and dead. Suppose someone disagrees and says, it is possible to have faith without doing kind deeds. I would answer, prove that your faith is doing good without kind deeds, and I will prove that I have faith by doing them. You surely believe there is only one God? That's fine. Even demons believe this. And it makes them shake with fear. Does some stupid person want proof that faith without good deeds is useless? Well, our ancestor Abraham pleased God by putting his son Isaac on the altar to sacrifice him. Now you see how Abraham's faith and good deeds worked together. He proved that his faith was real by what he did. That was James 2, verses 17 through 22. Thank you.
Good morning, John's Chapel. Everybody feeling good today? It's Super Sunday. All right, Super Bowl Sunday. All right. We thank God. Well, let me just say good morning to all of you. We are so glad and elated that you have come to worship with us, John's Chapel, on this the AME Church Founders Day celebration here at John's Chapel. We thank you for coming. To our pastor, his ministerial staff, to the officers and members of this great church, again, we say good morning. Ain't y'all glad to be alive? Yeah. I bet y'all he done said good morning four times already. I'm glad to be alive. Yeah. Amen. And I'm glad to be in church this morning. Well, I stand this morning to do the announcements, and we will be doing that very shortly. But before I go any further, we do like to pause in our services to recognize our guest. Because you've taken time to come and worship with us this morning, we like to recognize you. So if you are visiting with us today, we ask all of our guests to please stand to your feet and be recognized. Give us your name, church affiliation, or whatever you would like to share at this time. I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see. But if anybody out there, you know, you don't want to say anything, and you're a guest, just give us a hand wave. You know, you can do that. All right. Okay, I'm seeing a few. All right, thank you. Thank you for coming. And later on in our service, our own Pastor Willie White Jr. will give you a personalized welcome. So just sit tight and wait on Pastor White with that indulgence. Amen. Now, let's turn our focus to our announcement quickly here. First of all, we want to, on page six, there are some times and opportunities for you to worship this week. So make sure you read each of those items, rule and regulate yourselves accordingly. But I do want to give note on tomorrow, the WMS monthly meeting in person at 6 o'clock. And GED classes continue, and of course Wednesday Bible study in person. And then Thursday, you know, 5 o'clock, Go Red Heart Health Month at Stringer Street AME Church. So if you got time, please go and share in the Red Heart Health Month. Okay, and then on your bulletin you have Friday, and then you have Saturday, okay? I need for y'all to do something for me, all right? Where y'all see Saturday, that's been changed. So scratch out Saturday and put Sunday. Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. That'll be Sunday, February the 16th, 2025. That's the YPD Black History Program at St. Luke in Eufaula. So the date has been changed from Saturday to Sunday, okay? Sunday the 16th. All right. Thank y'all for doing that. All right. And, of course, you know, we do want to remember the passing of one of our members, Sister Willie Ruth Davis. She's a longtime member of John's Chapel, and we offer condolences to her her family. And, of course, there will be a graveside service for Sister Willie Ruth Davis on Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 13th, at noon. Pastor White is asking that all the members remember her daughters, Ursula and Ola, and the entire family, and please continue to pray for them, okay? And please be present here Thursday if you can to support the family. And again, we thank the kitchen ministry and the combined choir and the kitchen staff for their services that will be rendered on this coming Thursday. All right. Now, y'all, like I said earlier, today is our Founders Day celebration, so each member is asked for a donation of $100. Can't give a $100, give $105, you know what I'm saying? That ain't positive. Kind of put a switch to that, but, you know, just give from your heart. Whatever you give, it'll be much, much appreciated. And Brother Franklin Simmons is the chair of this Founders Day program, and he's been assisted by yours truly and Sister Felicia Britt. We're so happy to work alongside Brother Franklin. And now everyone is to remain, is reminded to and invited to come in the fellowship hall after Founders Day activities. We got some more things that are going to be going on in the fellowship hall. We have some questions to ask and have a little fun game, and then we're going to eat, okay? We're going to eat, so please stick around and don't run home. What time does the Super Bowl start? Five, six. So you got plenty of time. Now you got plenty of time. So stick around for a minute. All right. And, of course, like I said before, this week you can wear your red or wear your African attire for this week. And then the 9th District Founders Day on yesterday was a blessing. And thank for those that went. And don't forget about our gospel concert now. The gospel concert is just around the corner. It'll be March the 15th before you know it. So if you turn on page five, I think it is page five, they have some information there. They got a seafood plate for $28, and you got a salad you can purchase. And they ask that you get your orders in by March the 1st, if you can, pre-orders by March the 1st, if you can. If you can't, you know, for, as far as the salads, I know they're asking for the pre-orders for the salads, because you pick up the salads on Saturday, right? Friday the 7th is when you pick up your salads. And then on Saturday when you get that main dish, all right? You know, all right? So please, you see what's on the menu, so please support the chairperson, Sister Nikki, and the church, and these are funds that are being raised to support our concert that's coming up on March the 15th, okay? You see that on page five. All right. Let me turn back on this page here and get to our birthdays. So at this time, we do want to pause in our services to recognize our birthdays. So at this time, we're going to recognize them, and we ask when their name is called, make some noise, let us know that you are in the house, amen? Celebrating a birthday on February the 10th, same birthday as my sister, okay? February 10th, who is that?
Yeah.
February 10th. Our own Pastor Willie White Jr., amen. Amen. And also on February the 12th, Prince Franklin Creighton III. Amen. I don't know if he's here today or not. All right. And then on February the 14th, on Valentine's Day, two of them, Antonio Perkins. Amen. Also on the 14th, 2017, Bella Hornsby. Celebrating 8 years. 8 years. Amen. So these are our birthdays for this week. So at this time, we're going to ask everybody to rise to your feet as we sing happy birthday for our birthday recipients. And Another little few little things, all right?
You all sing.
Happy birthday.
Y'all sing to me.
Hell yeah.
My birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Sing.
Hell yeah.
Look at me and sing.
Happy birthday. God bless
you.
There
you go, for y'all sing.
Happy birthday.
Hell
yeah. Happy birthday. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. What case is?
Happy birthday.
What case
is? Hell yeah.
Oh, your children's church. Lord have mercy.
Happy
Now, one more last thing we got to do with birthdays, all right? Y'all turn to page 4 right quick. Everybody turn to page 4 in your bulletin, all right? We're going to read this together, all right? All right, we got to do this for our pastor. It's his birthday, February 10th. So, you know, we're going to do this on behalf of the pastor. We're going to read this together, all right? Y'all see it right there? Y'all see happy birthday, Pastor Willie White Jr.?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to read this together, all right? Y'all ready? All right, we ready. A wish for you on your birthday. Whatever you ask, may you receive. Whatever you seek, may you find. Whatever you may wish, may it be fulfilled on your birthday and always. Happy birthday!
Yeah.
We love you, John Staff, Miami Church.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Great job. Thank you all.
Amen.
Thank
y'all for indulging me.
Yeah.
All right. Next. Happy anniversary. We got an anniversary on record for this week on Valentine's Day. All right. February the 14th, 2024. None other than Mr. Lorenzo and Miss Sandra F. Hammond. 1 year married.
Yeah.
Amen. Happy anniversary. Yeah. All right. Man, they've known each other for years and years. Amen. We thank y'all.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. All right. Now, as I get ready to take my seat, I'm going to leave y'all with this from our Sunday school lesson this morning. Just a little thought. True worship of God should always lead to three things: justice, righteousness, and loving our neighbors. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Brother Brick. All right. Thank you, my friend. Come on, y'all, let's give Brother Rick a brick. Another hand clap of praise. Thank you, Brother Rick, for our announcements this morning. Give yourselves a hand clap of praise. Amen. It is a joy to be in the house of the living God one more time. Amen. Thank God for all our program participants. Thank you, choir, for allowing God to use you all this morning. Our musicians, thank you all. Thank you all for your kindness. Make sure that we tune in with all our announcements on page 5, and also within our bulletin, make sure you're able to go over our announcements on page 6 and 7. So we have healthy information available for all of our members. Information given, information I use is useless. So let's utilize the information that has been given us here at John Shepherd Emmy Church. Thank you, team, for being able to put together 5-star information. Thank you. Let's prepare now for, make sure we're bringing in our items for our day of service here in Enterprise. We have our box outside available for all of our members as well as our guests, and our items are socks. Okay. All right, Sister Hammonds. Stand, Sister Hammonds. Let them see you. You have, Make sure you get in contact, Sister Hammonds. You want to give items, our day of service. We want to be able to give it out to an agency here in Enterprise in support of our homeless population. So we do have a box outside in the front entrance of the church, so you'll be able to donate and watch how the Lord bless you. Amen. 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 All right. Sister Helen Nichols, did we announce that about your flight history? I got a text from you. Oh, that's okay. All right, good. Thank you. All right, let's get ready for some more things to take place here in our church. Our Founder Day celebration is today. Brother Simmons is our chairperson. Him and his team have done an outstanding job and doing an outstanding job with our program. We ask each member to make sure that we're able to give $100 in support of our program, our Founders Day program. This morning, we have food immediately after service, brunch immediately after service in the fellowship hall. The kitchen ministry, they're preparing a delicious breakfast for us immediately after service. Thank you to his team. And we have a PowerPoint presentation that will be given to us shortly. All right, anything I'm missing? Our visitors? Okay, yes, our visitors. Thank God for our visitors. Your first time visiting with us this morning, can you raise your right hand? I guess, can you raise your right hand? There you go. Thank God for you. Come on, y'all. Let's give her a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Good to see you. Good to see you this morning. So thankful for our guests coming and worshiping with us this morning. We have gifts, and we're going to bless you this morning. When you cut to John's Chapel, we're going to love you no matter who you are, where you have been, or what you look like. You're going to be loved here in our church, the church of unconditional love. Not just words on a piece of paper, but words that flow from our hearts, mind, and soul. And to our guests, you are at the right place at the right time. Come on, y'all. Let's give our guests another hand clap of praise. Thank God for her worshiping with us this morning. Also, we're going to prepare for our Super Bowl. Our young people are going to help us lift a special offering for them. Sister Nikki, along with her team, they will come. Immediately after we lift our public offering and our tithes, we ask that you all would give a special offering for our youth. They're going to give it out. It goes to who, Nikki? Okay, this offering goes to... Okay. All right. Good. So we're blessing someone else. Amen. Amen. We always blessing. Amen. That's why we keep getting blessed. Amen. We were able to bless on yesterday our brothers and our sisters in California. Fire relief. We were able to give $500 from John Shepherd AME Church on yesterday. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you, family. Bless you. Bless you. All right. Someone said something else. I forgot it that fast, y'all. I'm full. I am tired and full. Y'all ready? All right, Christian Ed, all members of the Christian Ed on local level, I need to meet with you all immediately after church. It's about 4 or 5. My wife, Dr. Thompson, Brother Ricky Britt, Laureen. All right. That's good right there, right now. All right, good. All right, let's go. You ready, brother? How we doing? You ready? All right, let's get ready now for a PowerPoint. It's our Founders Day. Here's a good little snippet of the AME Church in operation. okay? Team, can we turn the volume up on the TV? All right. All right, let's turn it up. We're going to start it over real quick. All right. We are going to learn quickly, quick little snippets that's going to inspire us to go and Google the AME Church. Lord have mercy. It brought joy to my soul when I looked at it. I enjoyed it. Amen. I'm 30, 40 plus years in the AME Church. That's all I know. And I got happy about our church. You ready? I'm ready. I'm ready, brother. I'm ready. This one over here, okay? Oh, she has the remote control. Oh, here she comes. Oh, here she comes. Okay. Bless you. Zion, Zion talking to you. Bless you. Zion. Thank you.
Tech Team, thank you, part of the committee for our Founders Day celebration, something different, something new. This is who we are, and we're so thankful and grateful for our rich history as we push forward with the things of God. At this time, I'm going to ask our officers to come forth. Let's prepare now and not giving. Let's prepare now and not giving. It's more blessed to give than to receive. We're asking all members to remain tithers here in our church. Let's remain tithers here in our church. Tithing works in three areas when you do tithe. First of all, you've been obedient to God. Second of all, for the ministry. And third of all, for the maintenance of the church, the maintenance of the building. So you are participating in three areas. First of all, you've been obedient to God. Second of all, for the spreading of the gospel. And then third of all, for the maintenance of our church, the building itself. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Repeat after me, when I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Let us stand all over the church. Let us come around and give for the leadership of our ushers. Our young people, they got to give. Come on, young people. Now, listen to the direction they're going to give us. Come on. Y'all, come on. That's what we give my team, Eagles and Chiefs. No Chiefs? What color you? Dr. Nichols, you must see my color.
Huh? Go stand right, y'all stand right there. Jazeo will represent the Chiefs, and Sean is representing the Eagles, so you can come down and put whatever donation you would like in the basket. Can we get other youth to please come down here and stand with them also, please? Thanks.
All right, let us stand one more time, and let us come and give. Amen. Let us come and give. We have
Isaiah is the Chiefs, and Sean is the Eagles.
Janoa, put me back. Put me $2 or $3, $5. Okay. Thank you.
Ace, can you come down so we get a photo out with YPD ears that's in here, please? There's any more YPD ears that want to come down for a photo out at this time, you can come down.
Dr. Thompson, bless our offering. Ed, Brother Abraham, bless our offering. Yes, yeah, Jesus.
The glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Worship as we blaze for praise your holy name, saying, You deserve the glory and the honor.
And the honor,
we lift our hands in worship.
We lift our hands in worship
as
we praise your holy name.
You deserve
the glory.
as we praise your holy name.
You deserve the glory and the honor.
We lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name.
You deserve
the glory
and the honor.
And the honor.
We lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy.
For you are great.
For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
There is no one else for you, for you deserve the glory.
And the honor. And the honor.
We lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name.
You deserve the glory
and the honor.
We lift our hands in worship as we praise your hope.
For you are great.
For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like
you. For you are great.
For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else.
Song, help the choir sing the song, and just don't sing it to be singing it. Think the thoughts of the words that we are singing.
So great. There is no
have hindsight. Look back over your life and see that miracle that God performed in your own life. your personal life, your spouse life, your children life, your grandchildren life. No one else like you.
There is no one else like.
Come on, church. Come on and worship. Come on and worship.
So
come on, come on, come on, come on.
No one else like you.
Come on and worship this morning. This may be your last time to worship.
No,
this may be your last Sunday. This may be your last day. You don't know. So while the blood is running warm in your veins, come on and open up your hands and receive what God has in store for you. Come on, come on, come on and worship. Come on, pray for that person that God just put in your spirit. Come on, lift that family member up in prayer. Intercede on their behalf. They don't even know to pray for themselves, but God just drop them in your spirit. Pray that God will change their hearts. Pray that God will heal. Pray that God will deliver. Come on, stand in the gap for your neighbor. Stand in the gap for mama. Stand in the gap for daddy. Stand in the gap for your brother, your sister. Come on, come on. God is a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Come on, come on, come on. It's about opening it. That breakthrough is about there. Come on. Come on. I feel His glory. Come on. Come on. Come on.
There is no one else like you. There is no one.
Thank you, Master.
Like,
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your glory. We thank you, God, for your power. We thank you, God, for your awesomeness. Now, God, we lift up the person that you dropped in our spirit. We pray, God, that dying the Lord will be a fence all around that person. Pray, God, for their hearts. Pray, God, for their motives. Pray, God, that dying the Lord will bless their going out where they're coming in. You are a wonderful God. And, God, we're leaning and depending on you. Now, God, help me while I try to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on and give God your best praise. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. Let's look at one verse or two verses. Let's see. First Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verse 24. Know ye not they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. Verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may attain. Amen. Quickly, use it for a subject this morning in the form of a question. Are you on God's team? Amen. Look to your neighbor, to your left, and say, neighbor. My good neighbor.
Are you
on God's team? Look to your neighbor, to your right, and say, neighbor. My sure enough good neighbor.
Are you
on God's team?
God's team.
Amen. Ushers may be seated.
Thank you, ushers, for serving. Thank you for serving. All right, First Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 24th verse, are you on God's team? Amen. Story is told about that young girl. She was outside playing with her friends, and she was making a whole lot of noise with her friends. Wasn't good noise. It was bad noise. And her father was inside the house, and he heard his baby and her friends outside making a whole lot of noise. But it wasn't good noise. They were fussing. They were fighting. They were name calling. And they were pulling each other down. And Daddy declared inside the house, this mess has got to stop. So Daddy rushed out the house, got in the backyard, and said, come here, Shamika. I can hear you all inside the house with all of this fussing, fighting, name calling, belittling one another, demoralizing one another. Daddy said, this has got to stop. And the little girl looked up at her daddy with tears in her eyes and said, Daddy, all we are doing is playing church. Lord have mercy. Wow. All we are doing is playing church. Amen. That's an ouch moment. Moment. Wow. Moment. And Paul, in the text, is trying to show the church how to be the church. Trying to show the church how vital it is for us to understand how the world is watching us and observing us. How our young people, our young adults, how people are monitoring our behavior from the pulpit to the pews. And they exit from our presence and behave like you and I. And Paul used in the text an analogy of sports. What a wonderful analogy that Paul is using in the text. Using sports. And here we are preparing for the world's greatest game, Super Bowl. On a Sunday morning, where Paul is highlighting, using as an analogy for the church, sports. The Super Bowl, the world's greatest game, is in the process of being played in a few more minutes or a few more hours. Teams, they have prepared themselves all year long just for this moment. Just for this night, they practiced when it was raining. They played in the rain. They practiced in the cold. They played in the cold. They practiced in the snow. They played in the snow. They practiced in the heat. They played in the heat. And so on. They made major sacrifices. Prepared themselves for this one game, the Super Bowl. Not only did they make sacrifices for playing,
for training and practice. But they had to make sacrifices in the weight room. They had to make sacrifices on things to eat and things not to eat. They had to make social sacrifices throughout the course of the whole year, not to get involved in things that are designed to keep them from being penalized for not playing the game. The whole year, the team had to stay focused. The team had to honor one another. The team had to believe in each other. Because every team realized that whenever we play together as a team, we had the possibility of playing for the Super Bowl. Paul using this analogy for the church, showing us that every team has a playbook. And in order for you to be a part of the team, you had to learn and study the playbook. The playbook talks about the plays that we're going to execute during game time. You couldn't get out on the field without first of all going over the playbook. Because the playbook taught us the plays that we were going to execute, amen, on the field during the football game. So you had to study, spend time in the playbook. The analogy that Paul is using is blowing my mind right now. That's why he told Timothy that God has given the church a playbook. And the playbook that God has given the church is our Bible. You got to study God's word.
Yes, sir.
And when you study God's word, his word will teach you how to live from Sunday to Sunday.
Yes, sir.
And whenever you study God's playbook, his playbook will teach you that weeping may endure for a night.
Yes, sir.
But joy got to come in the morning.
Yes.
You got to learn how to study God's playbook, because his playbook will teach you when hurtness and pain is in your body. The playbook will teach you that with his stripes, you are healed. Every team realized that they have an opponent. During this Super Bowl, you got the Chiefs against the Chiefs. It ain't one team, man. You got the Chiefs against the Philadelphia Eagles. Opposition. Your opponent. And not only you got to study your playbook, but you got to know that there's an oppositional one in front of you that's designed to try to block you and keep you from winning the game. Lord have mercy. The other team wants to win the game too. They're not just going to lay there and let you just take over. Lord have mercy. They're going to play hard so that they can win the game too. And Paul, again, using the sports arena as an analogy for you and I in 2025. We have an opponent. And that opponent is Satan. Lord have mercy. Satan doesn't want you as a child of God to win.
Yes,
that's why he attack you every day.
Amen.
That's why he always trying to steal your joy and your peace of mind, because he realizes as long as you are on God's team, you are destined to win. So he tried to shift you away from God's team in order to get connected to his losing team. And if you stay on God's team, God will fight your battle. God will make a way for you. God will protect you. Your opposition can't handle the equipment that God has given you in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, doing this spiritual warfare. You got to put on the whole armor of God in order to fight this spiritual battle.
Yes,
The analogy that Paul has given us in the text is a good analogy. Showing us about sports, how the church ought to behave. And now the team got to rely on the coach. The team must believe in the coach. It's the coach's job to guide and to encourage. And the team has to believe in the coach. If the team doesn't believe in the coach, that team is setting itself up for failure. Jesus said, I'm going to leave you a good coach. He's the Holy Spirit. It's his job to lead and guide you and bring things back to your remembrance. When the Holy Ghost is inside of you, he's the good coach to navigate you along life journey. And whenever you're on God's team, his spirit will help you. His spirit will direct you. His spirit will encourage you to keep the faith. Oh, church of the living God, whenever God's spirit is on the inside of you, his spirit will lift you up when you're down. His spirit will tell you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. His spirit will speak within you when you're in the process of throwing in the towel. The spirit will encourage you to take a licking and keep on ticking. I thank God for the revelation this morning, because Paul is trying to show us, as the body of Christ, we got to depend on the coach. And don't you know we have a good coach this morning? The coach is the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Spirit is in you, he will navigate you. He will lead and guide you and bring things back to your remembrance. When you're on God's team, the Chiefs, the Philadelphia Eagles, they are playing to be recognized as the world's champion. They also plan to receive a trophy. Recognition and the trophy only lasts for a few weeks. After 3 weeks, a few months, We stop talking about them. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And they working for something that's going to fade away. Yes, Lord. They working for something that somebody can break in your house and take off a shelf. They working on something that's tangible, that's breakable. But Paul is using it as an analogy. Yes. But you and I as the church, we are working on something that's intangible, that's eternal, that will never fade away. You can't break in and steal what I have. You can't delete what I have in my heart, mind, and soul. So Paul is saying to the church, he's saying, now, we got to cheer up, because what we have been working for down through the years, God has written our name in the Lamb Book of Life. And because your name has been written in the Lamb Book of Life, you have eternal victory. Y'all about to miss your shout cue. And because you have eternal victory, it can't fade away. It can't be destroyed. It can't no one steal your victory this morning. Oh, church of the living God, I'm so glad this morning to be on God's team. Because when you're on the Lord's team, the commentators, they're going to call out the winners in about a couple of more hours. They're going to talk about the Chiefs. They're going to talk about Philadelphia. They're going to highlight them in a very special way. But I don't know about you all, but when you on God's team, I want to hear the Lord
call out my name. I want to hear God saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful of a few things. Now I'll make you a ruler over many. Is there anybody in him this morning who's on the Lord's side? Is there anybody in him this morning who's on God's team? We never lost a battle. We never lost a game because the Lord, he's a perfect God. He's a good God. He's a wonderful God. He's a God that has all power in the palm of his hands. Yes! And I'm glad about it this morning that when you're on the Lord's team, won't he do it? Won't God do it? Won't he supply your every need? Won't he give you the desires of your heart? Yes! I'm glad this morning. Touchdown. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. They hung his head. For me, he died. That's not how the story ends. 3 days later, touchdown. 3 days later, touchdown. 3 days later, he rose again with all power. Shouting power, clapping power, singing power, preaching power. When Jesus got up, my soul got up. Say yes, say yes, say yes. I know the Lord, he'll pick you up. I know the Lord, he'll put running in your feet, clapping in your hands. Say yes, say yes. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. God's gospel. Are you on God's team? Are you on God's team? You need the playbook. This spiritual playbook that God has in store for you. And the only way you can get this spiritual playbook, you got to be a part of the team. you can't get this playbook and you my opponent. You trying to block me? It don't make good sense to give you the playbook that designed for me to score and you trying to block me. No. You'll mess up your relationship with the coach. Not only the playbook, but you got to trust coach. He'll put a coach in you. Holy Spirit in you. He'll lead and guide you. He'll encourage you along the way. Because that opponent is real. He'll try to shift you. But boy, we got a good coach. I mean, we got a great coach. When you don't feel like going, he encourages you to keep on going, keep on fighting, keep waking up. That's the history of the ALB Church. We have a good coach. And while they're fighting and working hard for something that's tangible, we're working for that intangible reward. To hear God saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful a few things. Now I'm going to rule over many. Come on up a little higher and receive your crown of life. Let's stand on the church this morning. Come on, come. Come on. God's team? Come on. Come, come. There you go. Come. Come, come, come. Come be a part of God's team. Come, come. I promise you. I promise you that's the right choice. That's the right decision. You just come and say, God, this morning I want to be a part of your team. I want to be a part of your team. I really do. I really do. Come on, come, come. Come while the choir sing. Come, come. Come, come. Come. Come on, come, come. Come.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to
come, come. Come on, come, come. Come, come, come. Come, 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 come.
Spirit speaks to me. With my whole heart I look. And my answer
come, come.
Will be
come,
yes,
come.
Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Sean and her family. Pray God continue to bless this family. Keep them in perfect peace. Be a fence all around them. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Pray God for strength. Pray God for healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, as they intercede on behalf of family members and friends, keep them, God. We claim a good report this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up our brother before you. As he come, God, repent of his sins. Pray, God, that the Lord will cover him with your blood. Protect him from all hurt, harm, and danger. The good coach, compel him to come to the altar. Thank you for your coach being inside of him. Thank you for your coach speaking to his ears, telling him to surrender. We love you, God. We praise you. We give you the glory. We claim a good report in Jesus' name. Amen.
And my answer will be yes, Lord, yeah.
Amen. Amen. All right, doxology. What's that? All right. Doxology, praise God.
Praise God from all.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you, the Lord, for your glory. We thank you, God, for your power. Thank God for your awesomeness. Now, God, keep us in perfect peace. Thank you, God, for the food we might receive. Bless for nourishing our bodies. We thank you for the hands that prepared the food. Bless them, God, in a very special way. Now, may the grace of God and sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest with the Bible with this side of us. From hence forevermore, in Jesus' name we pray, let every heart sing.
Oh, man.